Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us once again. Today is Wednesday, February 27th, which means one more day we do what?
Pay rent. Sucks.
That is Danny if she's only talking with half her mouth because the other half is full of fruit. What are you eating?
I got this little like snack pack from Ralph's. It has, well, the grapes are gone now, but apples and cheese and grapes.
Oh, okay. That's healthy.
I've gained weight. So like, I'm like, what can I eat that's not going to like fuck me, you know?
Really? What have you been eating lately that you gained weight?
Well, I can eat. My doctor basically told me I can eat anything, but I haven't been training because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to like get back in the gym and like pretend I know what I'm doing.
Right. Exactly. Well, but if you've had a trainer by now, you should know the routines, right?
But the stuff that they use at the gym isn't at a regular gym. Oh. Like the machines and stuff they use.
Really?
Yeah, if that's the case, that would have been golden.
So why not? Well, use regular machines. What difference does it make?
Huge difference.
Why?
Like the machines at their gym are not at regular gyms.
Right. So. But why do you have to use these particular machines? I mean, other machines at other gyms work just
the same. They have like the sleds. Like the sleighs that you... they have like those... it's like the gyms where they have the fake grass. You know what I mean?
Grass.
You have no clue what I'm talking about.
Is it like pretty rigorous stuff, like CrossFit?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah, when I'm training, it's like I leave, it's like a 25-30 minute workout, and I leave there profusely sweating. Like, I saw actual results in my body.
Really?
Now I see nothing.
Yeah. Well, you got to get back to that if that helps you.
Yeah.
Did you feel good when you went?
Training?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see.
Well, not my fault. He's not answering.
Yeah, once you get started, man, then you feel good about it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just you got to get over that hump of, I hate being here.
Yeah. And everybody, I mean, some people love going to the gym. I'm not one of those people.
Yeah, I know. Many people are not, you know? Who likes going to the gym? I guess some people live by it, but there's got to be some people that love it.
Yeah, there are.
Right?
Like personal trainers and stuff.
Right. But many people go not because they love it, but because they have to.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a lot of shit going on. Washington, I guess, the president's ex-lawyer is now testifying against the president.
Yeah,
you know, which
I saw
is
that.
Like, that's like the biggest piece of shit. I don't care what side you're on.
He probably got some type of deal.
You know, you're a fucking lawyer. Well, yeah, he was going to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happens to your life after that happens? Because he'll never, like, be a lawyer ever again.
No, he's been disbarred yesterday, in fact, which means that he doesn't get to practice as a lawyer anymore. But
life
we'll
is over.
Yeah, but we'll see what's going on. You know, I mean, the thing is, it's fucking distracting from all, you know, I don't know, man. I don't want to get into that. But Trump also is in Vietnam meeting with...
I saw that picture.
The North Korean.
Yeah.
And that should be interesting, too. We'll see what happens, you know. But I'm telling you, Trump is tough, you know. I mean, people don't fuck with him, the diplomats and stuff, you know. They know he means what he says. So we'll see what happens there. But so a lot of big shit going on, you know. People getting ready for next year's elections. And, yeah. Have you heard of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Is she congresswoman or senator from, I don't think she's a senator, but.
The one who hates Trump?
Well, many of them do.
Yeah, but she has like long brown hair. She's Spanish looking.
Yeah.
All the Facebook videos and stuff are about her.
Right, yeah, because she's coming up with this Green New Deal, which is like. You know, everybody's laughing at it because it's not possible. But essentially, she wants to turn the United States into a socialist country, you know, which means we'll be like, you know, like China, who's become more capitalistic now. But before, right. you know, when all the communists and everything would like a good example now is Venezuela. I don't know if you're following that, but they have a lot of poverty and shit there. You know, right. a lot of so, and that's because it's socialist. So you know, where the government does everything for you.
But I don't think we're talking about.
That's what she's talking about.
I don't think we're talking about the same person.
Well, I'm telling you, we are. We are. You just wouldn't believe the shit she says.
Yeah, I don't.
That's all I'm saying. But it is her with the big eyes. You know, her eyes are always like she's fucking seeing a snake or something.
I don't know. I don't know. I gotta be honest with you, I don't give a fuck.
I know, but so still.
No clue.
No, you gotta know what's going on.
No, I don't care.
At least the simplest thing. So you don't care what happens in your life.
No, like, I don't care about the government and the politics, because what happened is gonna happen. It's gonna have nothing to do with me. I'm just gonna have to live my life anyway.
You can't change it, right?
Exactly. So why am I gonna talk about it, read about it, learn about it, because I just don't care, because it's gonna happen anyway.
Right. And make yourselves miserable with all this shit.
I don't care.
That's true. That's a good
politics,
idea, too.
Small
maybe I'll
politics.
Stop caring.
Yeah. Stop giving a fuck.
But I can't.
Donald Trump doesn't give a fuck. Look, he's living his best life.
I don't know. Why did he need to be a president? He had a great life already.
No, but he's narcissistic. And he was like, I want to be president just so I can say I was the president of the United States.
Okay, but he was in a position to, and he got to.
Yeah, because he has money. And he was a reality TV star. You know how many people were his fans? Fans voted for him.
Yeah, well... You can't have that many fans that it would decide an election where a lot of people hated him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, there's enough supporters for him to have won, you know. And I mean, after the elections, you felt like there were no Republicans out there. Everybody, nobody would talk about it because it was, you know, they made it seem that bad. But,
right.
But after all, I don't see the country is really going into any... problems lately, you know. I mean, all this Cohen bullshit and all this fucking bullshit, it's all bullshit, you know. I mean, a president is supposed to run the country, make sure that we are good with our allies, with our enemies, that the economy succeeds, and they don't let him. They don't let him. They're not letting him govern. But anyway, so there's a lot going on. I wanted to bring this up. We like to talk about positive things, but this California mother was found that she killed her daughter, and then when the police arrived, she took her toddler, who's like a year old, threw him over the balcony and jumped. Too. So now you have to understand, though, this is not
I'm assuming the baby didn't survive.
No, they both survived, but the mother and the baby, or the kid, was it 1 year old? I think so. And, but yeah, I mean, how does a 1 year old know?
Get your shit together.
Six,
fam.
Okay. Okay, so the 6 month old daughter was found unresponsive and not breathing. So, but this is like a two-story landing. Yeah. So it's not like from a very tall building.
Okay, but was there two kids involved or just one?
Okay, so the woman was seen on the balcony holding the baby, right?
Right.
Okay. Inside her apartment, her daughter had already been dead.
What did she do to the first daughter?
I don't know. They're not saying yet. But she did jump off of the balcony.
So the second child survived.
Yeah, survived too. The one-year-old boy. You know?
Poor thing.
So she survived and she's going to eat shit, man. Can you imagine someone like that going to jail? They'd probably fucking kill her.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. People don't like anybody who harms children in jail.
Especially women.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, what
like,
the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. What we would do to be out of here and have some kids.
Yeah.
She obviously has some serious mental health disorder.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I wish there was a way to vet people before they had kids, you know?
Yeah, there is none.
Not everybody should be a parent.
And I agree. I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, fuck, man. The shit that people do, my God.
Like, I used to work at this insurance company, and this girl worked there, and she used to be a heroin addict. Mm. So every morning she would come later than everybody else because she had to go to the methadone clinic to get her dose, dosage. And she would, like, fall asleep at work and, like, nod off. And, like, she mastered when she hears someone coming pretending to type on her computer with their eyes shut. It really freaked me out.
Whoa.
But she had like 4 kids.
Yeah.
And every single one of them was born on drugs. And I'm like, see, this woman right here shouldn't be a mom. Sorry to break it to you.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
No, she failed.
Yeah.
After the first, second time, you got to stop.
And your poor kids.
Yeah.
Well, like, what shot are they going to have now in life? With you raising them and you can't even keep your fucking eyes open.
Right. And your legs closed.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talking about legs closed, this just brings me to this other story. Did you hear of the term woman spreading?
No.
Okay, this is the latest provocative pose taking over Instagram. So, I don't know if you've noticed that, but I've seen some pictures. I don't know if it's lately, you know, but I do see that with chicks that actually like spread their legs, you know, but not naked or anything. But maybe in shorts or like even in pants, like they're saying Khloe Kardashian did it too. And so it's just poses where they're kind of sitting and the legs are kind of like
open,
spread. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people do that.
Yeah. But they're saying it's a trend now. So
I think that's always been a trend.
They call it woman spreading. Yeah. Here, Khloe Kardashian has a pose like that too.
Is it on her Instagram?
Yeah.
Let me go to her page really quick.
Yeah, it got 1.3 million likes.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's like neon yellow that she's wearing, like the color you had on the other day.
Let's see.
Wow, she looks different completely with the long blonde hair.
My thing's loading slow.
I hope we all make it. Let's be epic together. This is from when? I don't know. 87 million followers she has.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a lot too. But what's her name has more, right?
Kim. I believe so. I'll check in a second. My phone's going really slow today for some reason.
Okay, well, you'll get to it when it comes up. And who is this one? This one's Charlotte. Charlotte G. Shore. I don't know who that is.
I don't see the picture on her page unless it's
maybe
far
it's
now.
Not there anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, doesn't matter. I'll show you later.
Yeah.
But she looks like she's in pretty good shape. You know, she's changed since the last time I saw her. Didn't Khloe used to be kind of like chubby and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now she looks great.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's probably got work done. But on top of that, she's probably obsessed with working out. Because even if you get work done, you can still gain all that weight back.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. But even when you have that surgery when you're very obese, right?
Yeah.
That stuff too. If you start eating, you gain weight all over again. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I can't imagine getting to be that fat, you know?
I don't know necessarily if people that do the gastric bypass surgery,
right?
I think they just get loose skin. So you have to like get that surgery and then you have to get a plastic surgery on top of it.
That's true.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Fuck, man. That's a big deal.
I know some girl that did that, but then her whole body was like loose skin.
Yeah.
It was just like, there was no fat anymore. It was just skin.
Yeah.
So then she had to get like the skin like taped back and stuff.
Right.
So I'm like, it's a lot.
I know. That's interesting because I remember when I was in my 20s, I had a very good friend. And when I met him, he was very handsome, you know, slim and everything. And then one day he says, here, let me check. I want you to check this out. He pulled up his shirt and he started pulling on his skin.
Right.
In his belly. And fuck, man, he was stretching the skin like there's no tomorrow. He says, I used to be fat once.
Mm-hmm.
Showed me pictures. I said, I can't fucking believe you.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And in the arms and everything, right? And the legs. God, that's terrible.
Yeah, you have to literally get like full body reconstructive surgery when you lose that much weight, like tummy tuck and shit like that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
My first wife had a tummy tuck after the 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember they give her a picture of like the piece of fucking flesh they took off. I'm like, why do I have to see this?
Oh, that just gave me chills.
Right?
Yeah.
Why do I fucking have to see the skin they took off?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I know. But I remember that like it was yesterday. It's pretty shitty how some images never leave.
Yeah.
They stay with you forever, right?
It's very true.
Yeah. So how did your podcast go last night?
It was good.
Yeah?
It went by really fast.
What did you guys talk about?
We covered how to handle a breakup, if you should do it in person or not in person.
Right.
I said in person.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, you got to.
I mean, can you imagine sending a text like, hey, this isn't working out, have a good life?
Right.
I'd be like, fuck
That's
you.
That's pretty rude.
Yeah. It's like, you can at least have some common courtesy and tell me to my face.
Right. Especially if you've seen each other for a long time.
Even if you haven't seen each other for a long time, it's still like common decency to at least like take me to get a margarita or something while you're breaking up with me. Don't just break up with me via text message.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we talked about when is an appropriate time or age to tell your parents you're thinking about having sex. I said,
did you have a guest or anything?
No,
just you two.
Yeah.
Okay, but I noticed in the video there's always a lot of people.
Always.
Is that like the people that produce and stuff?
No, we produce our own shit.
What do you mean? But
we have like an audio guy,
right?
But that's it.
So who are all the other people?
Like last week we had a guest,
right?
So he brought like a whole crew of people.
Right.
And
of
then,
course.
And then this most current week, there were still people in the studio and I have no idea who they were.
Right.
I think they just wanted to like listen in.
Right. Let me ask you this. Is that station a black station?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Have you seen white people there?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, I mean, because I've heard things and I've also seen things. I mean, the only people I know that have been to that station are black.
No, I see white people there all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And Middle Eastern.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I've never heard that before. Yeah, the vice president is white.
Really?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? I'll show you all the people that I've seen.
Right.
Because some people were here on this station and they went there. Well, not many. Just, what's his name? Tehran and shit.
Right, right.
But other than that, you know, it's like.
Well, you guys are two different things. Like, yours is live.
Right.
Theirs isn't.
Oh, they don't do live?
I think they might do live. Ours isn't live.
Yeah, yeah.
They pre-record ours, edit it, and then I think we go on Mondays at like 11 p.m. Like, we're late night.
Right.
Because we're like inappropriate, obviously.
Right.
We can't be at 2 o'clock
in the afternoon.
So
how do they make money? I mean, that's what I don't understand.
I make off ads, but I'm not sure.
Nobody makes money off fucking ads on internet radio, believe me.
I don't think they're internet radio.
What are they then?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
They are. Okay, so find out from them.
I think they have an app.
Yeah, so do we.
But they have 10 million... They have 10 million people on their app.
Yeah, but it's all music, though. It's not. It's hardly any Mm-mm. talk shows.
No, it's a lot of talk shows.
Yeah?
I think they're mostly talk shows.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look them up and see. I'll tell you. But
yeah. I just know that they have a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
Because, like, we don't really... I promote the podcast part of it.
Right.
We plug Dash when we're recording, obviously, because they put us on their mainstream.
Right.
And without us promoting, because I've never posted the time our show is on, and I guess our show is doing really good. And that's with, like, no promo.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know how it all works. I don't know how people make money off.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, you know? I mean, I don't know. I don't understand what's going on there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But let me just find out this... thing and I'll let you know, because there's a way to rank stations, not just stations but any website.
Oh, really?
That's fucking bullshit. They don't have, I mean, okay, well, the website is not very high, okay, on the global rank.
I don't know.
Let me see ours really quick. Let me check. I haven't checked lately, but people can bullshit you all they want, but the thing is that if you know where to look and how to research it, you realize it's all fucking bullshit, you know? I'm telling you, you don't know how much bullshit's going on in this business.
Yeah, I don't really pay attention to it. I just do what I do and go home.
No, they're about the same rank as we are, I think. Mm. Yeah. All right, well, we do have a lot, so maybe... but, yeah, I don't know. So that's interesting, but... but anyway, I just thought it was a black station because the only videos I've ever seen were that. So
yeah, no, I don't
maybe
think,
that's
I don't
all
think
I
so.
Saw. Yeah, but that's good. Actually, I'm glad to hear that. I wouldn't want it to be.
Yeah,
but because I can show you some, I'll show you some stations after the show. Mm. You'll see they're 100% black. You
yeah,
know?
I mean sometimes they go for a specific market though.
Yeah, but still,
like
you know,
if your market is black people, then your
but
market
can you
is
imagine
black
a,
people.
Can you imagine a white station?
Doing that?
Yeah. Like saying we're...
There probably are stations that do that, though.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm sure there is, Sam. Mm. For sure. Okay. But no, I've seen the vice president there is white. He's from Boston, yeah.
Cool. Very nice.
Yeah. Okay, I've seen cool. all types of races there. Yeah. But I mean, I don't. I'm not there on a regular basis. I'm there for
just
an hour on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't really know anything about it.
Very cool. Okay. Well, cool. So, but you put that on iTunes and all that shit.
Yeah, I just uploaded it this morning, actually. Episode 5 is now available.
Okay, so you guys can see what's the name of the podcast.
Swallow it.
Swallow your pride is what they mean.
Open wide and take it all in is our tagline.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you like that part of life. That's good.
Yeah, it's fun for me.
Somebody has to.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really making me any money, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my daughter reached out yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
To tell me that her best friend sort of like stabbed her in the back. It's a male guy. It's a male friend. Oh. She's like, we've been friends for years. Suddenly he doesn't want to hang out with me. Mm. So then she says, it's maybe because he now befriended the girl I used to date.
Oh.
So up until now, she never really admitted to having a lesbian relationship. She just hinted
right.
that she may be.
Right.
Or something, you know.
So what was your advice back?
I didn't give advice because for a change, I just empathized with her. You know, I said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I said, you never know who is your friend and who is not, you know.
Right.
But what I did want to tell her is your parents would never turn their fucking back on you, you know?
Yeah,
but maybe she'll discover it now.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll open up a conversation now.
Yeah.
So she sent me something about, do you know anything about the iPad Pro? I said, no. And then I asked her, so what's going on? How's school and everything? She's going to art school, to a very good one. So, and that's what she always wanted to do. She wants to get into comics and shit like that, right? So she's learning that. And so she sent me, she says, I'll send you a PDF of all some of the work I've done.
Right.
So I got it. And let me tell you, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. She's very talented, like me, okay? My son, too. I mean, you should see him shred on a guitar.
So, like, how does she want to make money, though?
You know, working for a comic book company, probably. That's the last I heard, but that was a year ago since I talked to her.
That's
going to
be like she's going to be struggling to make
money.
No,
not really. Not really.
Does anyone even buy comics anymore?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
I've never heard of a single human being that still buys comics.
I'm telling you, look at the comic book stores. Oh. They're thriving.
I didn't even know comic book stores still
exist.
Yeah.
They're thriving. I'm telling you.
I didn't even know.
But that's true because everything is moving away from paper.
Yeah, and everything is going straight to like movie.
Right.
Like all comics
are
movie now movies.
Or, you know, digital and shit like that.
Like Netflix.
You know? Or digital magazines, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like online.
But I don't think they'll ever do away with comic books with paper because it's like a collection thing.
You know, I get it for sure.
You can't collect virtual things. That's the shitty thing.
I know, because like, what if your computer blows up or something? No, there goes all your comic book archives.
No. You still have it on the cloud, you know, which means it doesn't sit on your computer.
Yeah.
Just like it's not on your phone, you know. If you're like reading a magazine online, it's online. Nothing happens if your phone goes shit.
That's true.
Yeah. So, So that's cool. At any rate, so I'm talking to her. So we just kind of texted and stuff, but I thought, God, let this be like it, you know? So I wrote to her, I said, I do miss you a lot, because she asked, how you doing?
Right.
That's what she said. She says, so how are you?
Yeah, which
I
is
said,
good.
Wow, you know? She's interested. So it's probably because she lost a friend. She probably reached out to me.
Yeah, 110%. But that shouldn't be the reason why she reaches out to you.
Right. But maybe it'll be a start. I told her I'm doing like a party, a family party at home this weekend.
Right.
And she might come. She said she might come. So that'll be good. And once
if she has no one to hang out with.
Right. Well, she said she has to work, but she might be able to come. But the thing is, I know that once I start talking to her, it'll open up the access to my son too, because I can tell her things that she can tell him
right.
that he won't listen to me.
Right.
You know?
You definitely need to work on that relationship. That's
yeah,
for sure.
I know. He seems very happy. He's got a girlfriend. She came to visit him from Texas for the second time. How do I know? Because he posts pictures, you know? But,
right.
And, oh, I love you so much, baby, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fuck. Well, finally, he's got a girlfriend. I mean, you know, he's 25, 26 years
right.
old. And he only had one girlfriend for a while, and she dumped him and shit.
Everybody's but, getting dumped.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll all survive.
Exactly. It happens, you know. I forgot the last time I was dumped, which is good. I don't want to remember.
Yeah, nobody wants to remember that, for sure.
It was a long time ago. I've done all the dumping, pretty much, past 30 years of my life.
I've never actually, like, dumped anyone. I just was stopped talking to them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've never been in a relationship to the point where we actually talked about this last night, which is so funny, because Camilla got dumped. And she ended up getting back with him. But I've never been in a relationship where it was so serious that we both had to meet up and be like, hey, like, this isn't working out.
Yeah.
I've just been talking to guys for a period of time. And then when we stopped talking, he's just like, well, that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Bye. It was nice meeting you.
Yeah.
Call me never.
Don't ever fucking call me.
Don't ever fucking call me again. Thank you.
Yeah. But what do you think if you were like with someone for 15 years?
Right.
And then you guys break up and stuff. Do you think there's a chance it'll work out if you get back together?
Sometimes distance makes the heart grow fonder and sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
So it really all depends.
But it's not about the distance. I'm saying
I mean like
just
being
like,
separated though.
Being separated, right? And then right. decided, you know what? Nobody ever is going to know me as well. She does, you know?
Right.
Maybe I should just do it.
I feel like if that's your mentality about it, then probably not, no. That shouldn't be the reason why.
What?
You try to make something work again.
No, no. You don't try to make it work, but it kind of maybe happens naturally, you know?
Well, all I'm saying is the other party feeling the same?
Oh, yeah,
just you?
Yeah. No, it would have to be mutual.
Right.
I'm just saying the investment of so many years with someone.
Right.
You know, you don't want to throw away and start it all over.
I mean, sometimes you got to. Mm. Sometimes you could be with someone. I was bartending at this job once. And this guy was sitting at the bar and I was like chit-chatting up with him. And he had been with someone for 12 years. And they just woke up in the morning one day and was like, we're not meant to be together.
Right.
I mean, you could tell he was like devastated. Like, it's just 12 years of my life. Like, this woman knows me inside and out. And she's like living her best life, has a new boyfriend now. And I was like, sometimes it's just time. Yeah. Being with someone for a long period of time doesn't necessarily mean that's the person for you.
For you, for the rest of your life, yeah.
No. You just got to, like, appreciate the time you did have with them. Hopefully you guys can still be cool.
Yeah. It is quite a commitment to get married for so many years, you
yeah.
know? Like, to get married and think, oh, we're going to be together for the rest of our lives.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's too long,
the rest
you know?
Of your life is a long... Well, it could be a long time. Hopefully it's a long time, God willing,
yeah.
you know? But, I mean...
But with one person, I don't know,
yeah.
man.
Sometimes, like, so I went... out for drinks before I went to record last night with this guy who's the one that sent me pasta while I was at work.
Oh.
And I was like sitting there and I was looking at him and I was like, I don't know. So like with the guy in Chicago, I looked at him and I was like, I'd be pretty content if this was like, you know, it for the rest of my time on this earth with this guy. And then the guy last night, I was like, no. Sometimes you got to go on like multiple different dates to realize like exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Like it was cool. I laughed. I had a good time. But I wasn't looking at him like, oh, I definitely want to be with you.
Yeah.
Like, I hope we do this again sometime. I was not feeling that.
Yeah. Oh, well, what can you do, you know?
Move on to the next one.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So they keep talking about Lady Gaga and everything, and I don't really care about it anymore. Now they're trying to make a story out of the fact that his ex-girlfriend or ex-wife said, ha. That's what she tweeted.
Yeah, but there's like, you can't really make a story out of that.
Right,
she sounds like she's not over him. That's
no,
what that
no,
sounds
but,
like.
But she says, I actually said it regarding Dana Carvey's post, where she says, do you think these two are fucking? You know? Did you know that was the response?
Yeah.
Okay. So she says she said it to that. She thought it was funny.
Yeah.
So
She also sounds like she's jealous and bitter, but it's fine.
I don't know, but this is trying to make a fucking story mm-hmm. where there's no story.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, she posted a picture of her, Lady Gaga posted a picture of her and Bradley Cooper, a freeze frame of them on stage, and she's like, loves sharing the stage with a true friend. Like, she was like trying to like get away from the rumors, like, he's my good friend.
Right.
But also, she could have management saying, you need to post that so people right. stop fucking talking about you too.
But don't you think if they had something going on, people would know?
No, huh?
Nobody knew about Angelina, right?
Yeah, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, nobody knew till like months after the movie was out.
Yeah.
And then it was like all of a sudden a huge scandal. Like, oh, they started getting together on the set of their film, which was true.
Yeah.
But it didn't come out for like almost a year or two.
Really?
Yeah.
So how do they keep it secret with all the everybody looking at them and
it's
watching
It's probably
them?
Because it's easy for people to look at them because they're on this like world tour promoting their movie. But right. now like the Oscars are done, so like I feel like the promo of that movie is going to die down.
Right.
So if it happens to be anything, now people are going to be like, "Well, what are you guys doing together? You're not really still promoting A Star Is Born, are you?" You know?
Well, that's if that happens, you know. But so far, I don't think there's any reason to think that they are together.
Mm.
You know? Because
I don't think they're together.
How can they? Yeah. How can you hide it?
Yeah.
So they just have feelings for each other at most, but they haven't.
Oh, I mean, they definitely have some type of chemistry there.
Right. But they probably haven't done anything, right? I mean, look, paparazzi would go, oh, look, there's Bradley Cooper coming to Lady Gaga's house.
Yeah, but celebrities are smart. If you don't want, look how many people are never in the tabloids, but you know they're living their life. Right. Like, when's the last time Leonardo DiCaprio was actually in a tabloid with one of his model girlfriends?
I don't know. If you look at the tabloids, they have pictures all the time.
Yeah,
you know,
but not
Inquirer or something.
You haven't seen Brad Pitt in there. You haven't seen Leonardo DiCaprio in there. You never see Tom Hardy. Like, all these people are super famous, but they're never in the news.
So how come people don't see them?
I don't. They mastered being low key. I don't know.
But don't you think when they leave their house and stuff? Okay, they can follow them, see where they're going, right? The paparazzi.
Yeah.
Okay. They can also see who's coming to their house.
Yeah, but sometimes there's no story to be told. You know what I mean? Like,
no, but here there would be.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying they're never going to be dumb enough to roll up to each other's crib. It's never happening.
So how would they get together?
You never know. It could be a coffee shop or in Paris on top of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, but everybody would know. Everybody follows them everywhere.
I know. I feel like some people are really, really low-key. Like, other than that, like, besides Scandal, when is the last time you saw Lady Gaga in the tabloids for some time? And she was engaged, and you never saw her or her fiancé in any of the tabloids.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Except when she showed up to the Grammys with no ring on. Then it was like, oh my God, she's single now. She left him for Bradley Cooper.
That's what people want to see, right?
Yeah, they want to see him together because people fall in love with characters.
Yeah, they do.
Like, even on shows, like when you get invested in like, just like an ABC or a Fox show, you're like, they're together in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, they're not. Their characters are just together on screen.
That's true.
Yeah.
What I realized in working here is that, you know, sometimes we get porn stars and stuff.
Right.
And you see people calling them and they're like total fucking fans. They fall in love with these girls. Mm. Especially they get on webcam and shit like that, you know.
Because they probably fantasize that when they're on webcam and they're speaking into the camera that they're actually speaking to them like fucking weird shit.
Right, right.
So weird to me.
So, but they have that persona, and then these guys fall in love with that. But then when you see them come in here, they're totally different.
Right.
They're just like regular girls. You would never look at them twice in the street, you know? So you're right. They fall in love with like characters, you know?
I've never seen a porn star where I was actually like, wow, you're really fucking pretty. Lena Rhodes is really cute.
I don't know who that is.
But that's like the only porn star I've ever seen on any porn sites where I was like, oh, she's decent looking. I've never looked at any of those girls and been like, you're so fucking pretty. Why are you doing porn? Right. Most of them, I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I actually don't get it. I don't know how you got to that point.
Yeah.
Like, especially when they get to the point where they're doing like DP.
I know.
It's like,
Double penetration.
You go home that night and like, how are you feeling when you lay down at night? You can't be feeling good about yourself.
Right. Or the gangbangs and shit like that. Like, but they do it.
Seven dicks in your face while a penis is in your asshole and another penis is in your vagina. Like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, and how does that turn anybody on?
It's brutal.
Right.
It's like, how is that enjoyable? You know you're in pain.
Right.
Like, even having vagina sex sometimes can be painful, let alone having a dick up your ass and then two dicks in your vagina at the same time. Like, literally three dicks. At the same time.
And how gay is that?
Yeah.
You know, why would anybody watch that shit?
I always think that. I'm like, I feel like, are the guys moaning because their like balls are rubbing up against each other? Or are you guys really into her? Yeah,
right, right. But for the audience, I mean, the audience, what does it say about the viewer?
Mm.
When you turn on by so many dicks, my God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know, man, but... in porn, I don't know that there's anything that anybody that I would ever, or not even the idea that I would like lock in onto one and fall in love with her.
Right, right, right.
But it happens.
And it always makes me chuckle when people in porn are wearing their wedding rings. I'm like, oh,
I never noticed that.
Your poor significant other. Did she really sign up for this? Is she a porn star? Like, I always wonder those questions.
Yeah.
Because once I see someone wearing a wedding ring, it's all I think about. Like, what is your significant other? True. Yeah. What is your significant other doing right now? Does she know that you're in porn? Is she a porn star too? Do you guys fuck each other on screen?
Yeah.
Does she come to set and watch you fuck other bitches?
Like, well, usually they know, yeah. I mean, usually they know. But that's the thing. It's very hard for them to date outside the industry.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So usually they have other porn stars that they hang out with.
My friend is... friends with a porn star, and I actually went there on Thanksgiving because I didn't want to spend Thanksgiving by myself. And she just has naked pictures of herself, like busted wide open, like hanging on her walls. Ugh. Like she has like a to-do list on her fridge, and it's like to STD check every 10 days.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's why some guys are like, I love fucking porn stars because they're like the cleanest girls ever. I'm like, no, because some STDs take a pretty long time to show up.
Right. Not only that, but what about between tests?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Right, right.
You have no fucking, like, think about how stupid you fucking sound.
It is, you know? I mean, let's say she's clean today, but you meet her a week from now before her next test.
Right.
And she had already fucking fucked someone.
Or five or six. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No, I know. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
Crazy.
It is. I mean, according to their theory, you should get tested daily.
Yeah, which is impossible.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it takes, like, if it's a major STD, like HIV, it could take 3 months to show up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah. Although, in I get my roommate who's gay told me in West Hollywood outside, like all the gay clubs, they have trucks where you can get tested for HIV and the results are immediate.
Ah, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much that costs.
I don't know, but I mean, it's a really smart concept.
Yeah.
So before you go home with someone, you're like, okay, let's stop here really quick.
Wow, that is a great idea. Fuck.
Yeah.
People think about all kinds of shit.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. They really do.
Now, do you know who Reba McEntire is?
Nope. Oh, okay. Reba, the country singer?
Yeah.
Of course I do, yeah.
So she explains why she turned down the Titanic role. I guess
for what? For which one?
I think for...
not Rose.
For Rose, right?
No, because
she's old.
Yeah, she would have been Leonardo DiCaprio's mom in that bitch.
She would have been the mom.
Oh.
Is that what you're
saying? Well, the mom was a redhead too, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, she probably regrets that for the rest of her life. Because that's like one of the biggest movies on the face of the planet.
Yeah. That's true, because I was thinking, how can she
Leonardo
possibly
DiCaprio
be
was a
with
child
her?
In that
right,
movie, yeah.
Right, they were children. And she's 63 already.
No, and the person they casted for Rose's mom, I can't picture her being anyone else but that woman.
Yeah, okay. So I totally didn't understand this, but I guess she explains why, so I really don't care if it's not for the Rose, because I had an opinion about Rose.
No, definitely not. Man. She would have been his mom in that, and everyone would have been like, no.
Yeah.
That movie would have been popular.
Yeah.
What a they're remaking the movie.
Really?
Yeah. And you know that the Titanic is coming out in like 2026, right?
I know, like the new one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know how many people are going to spend that money? And you know how many people are probably like, let's go down.
Yeah, exactly.
But just be prepared so we all survive.
Right. And it's just so obvious, you know, that it'll probably fucking sink too. You know?
But I mean, they're remaking it like the old school ship.
Right.
I'm like, that's not a really smart idea.
Well, it wasn't the way the ship was built, though.
Because hit an iceberg.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
you could still hit an iceberg on your new journey.
Right.
So you probably should build the boat better.
No, I just think take a different fucking route or something.
Well, what a tragic fucking story, though.
Yeah. I don't know how real, they dramatized
it. I mean, the movie is dramatic, but that story is real.
Yeah.
Thousands of people died.
I know.
Poor people. Yeah. All the poor people died.
Yeah, that sucked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you know how many, bodies are probably at the bottom of the ocean?
Yeah.
Pieces of the ship. People, still dive, try to find, diamonds and rubies from the ship because there's so many rich people.
One?
Yeah. I'm like, guys, let it go. Let it go.
It's pretty deep.
Yeah, the ocean's super deep.
Oh, yeah. They're finding some new creatures, as deep, the deeper they go,
Yeah, I just saw a video on Instagram of a sea cow. Never seen one of those before, but it was very interesting looking.
A sea cow?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of looks
it has a big walrus, snout.
Right? Yeah.
And it just like breathes everything in. I'm like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
The ocean is not a place I've just never been one of those people that's like, I want to go deep sea diving. I'm fucking Gucci.
Did you ever see The Abyss?
No.
Really?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Yeah, that's also a James Cameron movie, the one that made the Titanic.
Yeah.
But he also made...
he has a weird obsession with the sea, obviously.
Well, not just that, but he did Avatar.
I never saw that movie.
Yeah, and one and Aliens.
They're making another one.
The Aliens. Huh?
They're making another one. I'm like, yeah? Why?
Yeah.
Not that I ever saw it, but that was literally probably 20 years ago, right?
Right.
It's a long fucking time ago.
Yeah.
Let it go. You made your billions of dollars. Yeah. Make something else.
But it'll probably be, they're going to showcase a lot of new graphics and technology.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going to do. I mean, it still looks beautiful, that movie.
Have you seen commercials for the new Lion King?
No.
You haven't seen the trailer?
No.
Oh my God. The animation literally looks like it's
like real.
I'm like, holy shit. It looks like a real lion.
Right.
It's like they're completely getting rid of what old animation used to be. It's like live now. It's live.
It's fucking unbelievable.
And their mouths and stuff are going to be moving like it's actually happening.
Right.
Yeah, so it looks good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in that movie.
Right.
So many people. Beyonce's in it. She's playing Nala.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a huge movie.
Yeah.
Then.
Anything that the Carters touch, she's like... money.
So they do the voices.
Yeah, there's a big cast. Let me see who else is in it. Hold on. I can't believe you haven't seen one commercial for
I haven't.
That's insane.
What about Pet Cemetery? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen the trailer yet.
You gotta see it. But I read the book originally when it came out a long time ago.
I saw the first movie with the creepy little kid. He got hit by the truck, so they buried him and he came back.
Right.
I'm like,
but
guys,
that's based on the fact that first they did it with their cat. And they realized the cat came back.
Yeah.
So then he realized, I'm going to do that with my kid.
And then the little kid killed the mom, and then they did it with the mom.
Well, don't tell me that, because I don't remember shit about it.
Well, they're not going to make the same exact storyline.
No, but still, it's been so long that I would enjoy actually rediscovering it. In fact, I almost bought the book again last night.
I rewatched it actually a month ago, when it was Halloween, because all those
movies. So you rewatched the original one.
Yeah, okay. And I was like, this movie's trash.
Yeah, right?
Because when you're a kid, you're like, this is the scariest shit ever.
Yeah.
And then when you're older, you're like, wow, horrible.
But they're saying now this one's really scary, the new one.
Well, have you seen the trailer for the new Nightmare on Elm Street?
No.
That looks pretty good too.
Really?
And it's a black lead.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm, which never happens in horror films. Usually black people are the first ones to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You notice these things, huh?
Yeah.
I never do. But then again,
Seth Rogen is actually playing Pumbaa.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then...
Tell me something. What about...
James Earl.
James Earl Jones is going to be there.
Mufasa.
So why... Mufasa.
Mufasa, yeah.
Right. Why did I think he was dead? I brought him up the other day. You didn't know who he was.
Yeah, because I'm really bad with names. I'm really good with faces. He's not dead.
Okay, no. But you know what he looks like, right? He's the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, and he does the CNN.
Yeah, this is like an A-list cast. It's definitely going to do well. There's so many people in it.
Oh, yeah. So he's the original voice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But he's not going to be in the movie long because Mufasa dies,
right?
Pretty quickly.
But doesn't he come back in like the dreams or the...
I haven't seen Lion King in so long because I emotionally can't handle it.
Because the father still, I think, his influence appears throughout the movie.
Mm.
You know, I mean... Yeah, I'm remembering something like that.
I mean, I mean,
the father was a very central figure to the movie.
No, I'm pretty sure the father was pretty much out and done after he got killed.
Yeah?
Yeah. And, like, I wept. And that's a cartoon version. So can you imagine when they do one that actually looks like a real lion is dying? Because that's what the animation looks like in this movie. Like, I won't see it in theaters.
Yeah.
I'll wait for DVD. Because I'll be a mess. I'll leave the theater in tears.
Really?
Yes. You still
because of the story.
Yeah, and you still haven't seen The Good Dino, have you?
No.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's another one.
I keep forgetting, but maybe I'll look it up and see. It's got to be in one of the channels that
That's the only thing I'm looking forward to when I become a mother, is I can watch all these movies like 1,000 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and it's enjoyable for me. Like, I'll seem like it's not to my kids, but inside I'm like, I can't.
I know, it's like The Incredibles 2 came out,
yeah,
you know, on video or whatever, and
I'd have to rewatch the first one because I don't remember.
I know, but I really wanted to watch it for the animation and stuff, but it's like when you don't have a kid near you, it just doesn't seem right.
No, I'll watch animated movies all day, every day.
Yeah.
I started watching Fernanded.
What's that?
About the bull.
Oh, okay.
Who wants to be like a dancer or something?
I don't know that one.
It's. I started it. I haven't finished, but it's really cute so far.
Yeah.
But all those are cute.
Yeah. No, they're very cute.
Mm-hmm.
They're very cute. And like I said, again, I enjoy watching it for the technical part and the creative part of it because mm-hmm. things have really progressed a lot.
But really, it's funny because the ones that have big name actors like Kevin Hart or Matthew McConaughey, they get... Like, they get a lot of promo.
Right.
And then you see them, and they're not as good as, like, a movie like Good Dino that really got no promo and doesn't have an A-list cast. Like,
That's true.
A Pet Story with Kevin Hart. Like, they promoed that for, like, a fucking year straight. And you would think it would be, like, the best movie ever. And then you go, and, like, every funny part was in the trailer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. All right. Well, actually, a couple more minutes. Katy Perry revealed how Orlando Bloom popped the question. Did you know that?
I don't care. So
on a helicopter above L.A., he pulled out the ring and proposed. And you don't care why?
I mean, they're not like a couple that I'm like invested in.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, I don't.
But I'm not invested in anybody.
Yeah.
But,
like, I don't care enough.
I know. It's not like a story I would read normally.
Yeah. But it's there. But,
yeah. You go, what the hell? I get it.
Yeah.
But she looks so different.
She looks so different
picture,
now. I don't
right?
like her with blonde hair.
No.
I liked her when she had like long black hair.
Yeah.
I was like, that's hot. Because she's got blue eyes.
Yeah.
I think dark hair with blue eyes is always a sexy look.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is, definitely. All right. Well, Danny, that's it for today. Are you working tonight?
I work tomorrow and Friday.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Friday will be busy for you, huh?
Friday? Why?
Because Friday nights
are busy.
Oh,
Friday night, yeah. But I work, both shifts are 1 to 9:30. So I kind of get cut off right before it's like too crazy.
But Friday afternoon, I think people go out too, so you'll be fine.
Yeah, like the dinner rush, the start of dinner rush will be crazy. But then I'm like, I'm only here for 3.5 more hours. Bye.
You'll do fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.